Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A sprawling desert of green and blue stone as far as the eye can see. A patchwork of massive fingerprints frozen in time like an ocean of glass. It is a perilous journey to pass through its cold and unyielding valleys and crags. Yet in the very center of this expanse lies the jewel of the waste itself. A floating archipelago, hanging far above a treacherous maw, a refugee haven and a slice of paradise for those who survived the trek. You, lucky, privileged, haunted you, are among them. You are invited to experience a moment in the life of Vera Kalira and discover what happened in the Malachite Wastes.
Vera, did you get any sleep last night?
Unfortunately, I did not.
What was going through your mind? Did you lay awake? Did you pace? What was your sleepless night look like?
I think I was thinking too much about what I wanted to have for breakfast this morning.
In your dream scenario, what would you have for breakfast this morning?
I think I would have a full plate of scrambled eggs. I think just a smidgen of salt and pepper. And maybe even a little bit of garlic powder.
You spend your night, whether you're in bed, whether you're walking around, you just can't shake the thoughts that keep trying to scratch at your brain. And as each new thought enters, the like, what's tomorrow going to look like? Is it going to be successful? Is it fine? You just double down on that, like, I'm going to have scrambled eggs for breakfast. My big plate of scrambled eggs and salt and pepper and a little bit of garlic powder. Do you have eggs in the kitchen this morning?
Fortunately, I don't. I was too busy staying up late at night just thinking about how I need eggs and how I want to have eggs for breakfast when I realized I don't even have eggs in my fridge.
As the light of Solana Alpha creeps slowly into your room, that kind of greenish light, you realize you don't have eggs. Are you going to go out and get them, or is it a lost cause? Are the eggs, have you resigned yourself to an eggless morning?
I think I might have to resign myself to an eggless morning.
Remind me again the name of your familiar, your little badger that spends most of its time in companionship with you.
His name's Aiden.
Aiden has been, you think, maybe pretending to be asleep. Sometimes when you're up pacing like this, Aiden will kind of come and talk to you and see what's going on. But I think your anxiety has been such that Aiden's just like, I'll let her process this. And as the light starts to creep in, there's no point in pretending anymore. Aiden will open an eye from the place that he's curled up, like at the foot of your bed. You all right?
I think I'm doing relatively okay. Did you sleep well?
Not terribly well, but it's a big day. You seem restless. Is there anything I can do? I can run and get something for you?
Well, now that you've mentioned it, I was hoping you could go down in the town and grab me some eggs for breakfast.
That I can do. And he kind of rolls out of bed and is like huffling around. I imagine, do you have Aiden run errands for you often?
I do, yes.
So he's got like a little satchel that he keeps, kind of like gets his head and wiggles into it. And the satchel's got like, you know, a little bit of money and stuff to place things in.
I'm going to be gone for a second, and you know it's a big day. And I believe in you. I think you're going to really impress everybody today, Vera. I think today's going to be your day.
I really hope so, Aiden.
Okay. And he sort of gives you a little look, and he sort of scurries would be a hard. He, you know, kind of carries himself with a little more galumphing than that. But he gets out of the room, and you sort of see from your window as he eventually goes out and he's walking toward town. Vera, what do you look like as you get ready for the day, as you're kind of putting yourself together? What does Vera see when she looks in the mirror?
Well, Vera sees a little blob of pink and some flash of green in her hair. She's got bangs that kind of roll over onto the right side of her face, along with a little braid that just almost like tucks behind her left ear. And I would say, since she is a tiefling, her horns, they're not as long as she would like them to be. They're short. They're almost a little bit stubby. But they just kind of poke out like of her bangs, like on the right side. And I would say she has like a little stubby nose and almost like small patches of freckles across her face. But as she's getting ready, she normally puts on like her adventure outfit, as one does. So I would say just balloon sleeves, just almost a little like vest, some like almost like balloon-ish pants, and then just some flats. She always keeps like a mini satchel on her right side, just mainly like accompanying like potions, a jar of like mealworms, like water, and occasionally some forms of like seeds or just miscellaneous things in her satchel.
You dress a little more traditionally than a lot of the people in town do, and that makes sense for the type of outdoors flowy, you want to be comfortable, but there's something a little more inherently, in some ways, very progressive and in some ways very old world about what you do, right? The cultivation, this agriculture and research that lends itself to a certainly stylish, but not necessarily incredibly modern dress that you wear. Vera has found a little cottage to stay in the flats outside of Terrakea proper to work in an area that has more exposed land than the city does. Much larger swaths of malachite. You even have like a little yard behind the cottage. What does Vera's cottage kind of feel like? What does it look like?
It feels simplistic. It feels rustic almost. There's a round door, like when you enter the home. The home is very tiny. There are no stairs whatsoever. I would say the windows are primarily almost always open. The shades are closed. I would say in this particular cottage, the rugs are different kinds of colors. There's blues, there's purples, there's reds. Almost everything doesn't really go together, but somehow it works. I would say there's almost a ton of jars just scattered across this cottage, on the counters, in the kitchen, like on the floor, like in the bathroom. There are flowers in this house, except 90% of these flowers are almost dead.
Yeah, it makes sense. In a land such as this, like fresh blooming flowers, at least like flowers that you can continue to grow, living flowers, are very unusual. And that's something that you have set out to change. The experiments, do you keep them mostly inside or outside?
I would say mostly inside, just due to the poor weather outside. Occasionally, I will go outside and I will cultivate like my little flower beds and whatnot. But I find that they do particularly well inside, even though half of my flowers are dead inside. Most of these flowers are stored in the bathroom. For whatever reason, they just seem to grow in the bathroom.
Incredible. So, you know, doesn't seem like light seems quite as important as, like, moisture. Is your bathroom still usable? Has it been mostly overtaken by flowers? Do you have a bath or a shower? Like, what's the layout at this point?
Layout at this point is that there are flowers, like, surrounding, like, the toilet, like, the backside of the toilet where the plumbing is. There are flowers on top of the toilet, but not on top of the lid.
We need to use it sometimes.
There are some flowers that are in the shower far off towards the end. So for most of the time, like whenever I'm taking a shower, most of the water gets into these flowers. And then I just try and clean myself the best that I can. Occasionally, I will get dirt on my feet, but it's okay. It's nothing new.
Today's kind of a big day. How open have you been with the other, like your neighbors, the people within this community about the work that you've been trying to do?
I've been telling everybody about my work. I've been going to each and every single neighbor, telling them that today's going to be a big day. I'm finally going to show the townspeople like what I've created. And so far, I've gotten mixed results.
Yeah. There's some people who are excited and incredibly supportive, and there's people who are telling you you're crazy. Like, growing things in the waste is impossible. We're not exactly sure why you would try to do it, but, you know, you haven't really been met with hostility. It's mostly people who would just be like, kind of like, that seems like a waste of time, but good luck. When was the moment? Because Vera didn't come from the waste originally. Vera grew up outside, far outside, and made a dangerous trek through the Malachite Desert, through the wastes, to Terrakea in order to develop something that no one has done before, to kind of meld science and magic together to grow something that hasn't been done. You came from a village where you could have just grown things. There is something impossible about the dream that you have picked, and seeing it realized, even in such a small way, must be incredibly satisfying. But you hear your mother's voice in your head. You remember back when you first told her you were moving so far away. Vera, I just don't understand why you have to move all the way across the world, all the way across the continent, to grow things when you could grow things right here.
I just feel like I'm so stuck here. I can't, like, yes, I can produce things here, but I just feel like I have a better chance if I move out here.
You have a better chance? You have almost no chance. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying, your father and I aren't trying to be unsupportive, but literally you cannot grow things in Malachite, Vera. Malachite is poisonous to people and to most plants. It's hard. It doesn't promote a root system. I'm confused about what you are trying to achieve by doing this.
I just want to go out there. I just want to see what's out there in the waste. And I know that there's nothing in the waste, but I can at least try. And as long as I have Aiden with me, then I think everything will be fine.
Aiden is a badger. A magic badger, but he is a badger. I'm not... You watch your mother trying to kind of rein in. Like, Vera, you are such a capable, promising druid. The things that you have managed to do in our town are incredible. We have a flourishing... Thanks to you, our farm is flourishing. There's so much that... You know, your father and I, we're not druids. We would never have known how to do all of these incredible things that you've done. And I believe if anyone could do the impossible, it would be you. But to choose a task that seems so insurmountable feels like a waste of your talent. And you're kind of, your father sort of like, honey, I think what your mother means. We just, what's the plan? Do you have like a research, you know, how you want to start your research? Do you have some things drawn up for what these experiments are? Like, you know, just want an idea of that. You're just not throwing yourself into something without thinking about it first. And your mother's like, or not thinking at all about it. And he's kind of like, you know, hey,
You came up here. You came up from hell. You said, I'm going to have a nice life. And it turned out pretty good for you, didn't it? That's different. It's not impossible for tieflings to live in the material plane. It's hard, but it's not impossible. Your father is human, and I think you see his expression. He's much more like, he's also like confused, but he's like, oh, you know, my little girl wants to grow things in the rocks. That's pretty neat. That's pretty darn neat. What are you going to do with that, sweet pea?
Well, I'm going to go show the townspeople this flower that I've created. And I want to show them that they can use this flower for like their own purposes.
Well, that's pretty amazing. That sounds like some of a plan. What does the flower do, sweet pea?
So this flower, when it blooms at the exact right time, its petals turn a dark purple. And you can use that for dyes for fabrics. This is exactly why I want to head over and I want to show the townspeople, because this color is so rare. And I want to be able to show these people that I've created essentially something from nothing.
You know, honey, the Fey town that's up there, they have are really well known for their dyes and their textiles. Like, seems like it would be a smart move. You know, if Vera can figure out how to grow things in the rock there, well, that'd be a game changer for a lot of folks out there, and they might be able to even start farms and things like that, right? That's the kind of thing you're thinking of?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I were to grow this flower here and just transport it over, you know, it could, like, die at any moment. I wouldn't be able to sustain that life.
Your mom kind of looks at both you and your father like you're a little bit crazy.
All right, you know what?
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I guess I've been outvoted. I guess I'm the crazy one because I don't think that... Okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's good. It's all right. Yeah, this is fine. You hear her, like, bustling around the kitchen, like, pots are kind of banging on shit. Yeah, this is fine. This is normal. And your father sort of kind of, like... leans in. She's gonna be okay, Chili Flake. She had to make a big move away from home, and, you know, she doesn't see her folks very much, and I think she's probably worried if you make a big move like that, it'll be harder to see you, and she'll be worried about you, and it's harder for her to do things about it if she's not right here to worry about you, but it's just cause she loves you. Your mom's like, and it's a bad idea! You remember that conversation as you're standing in the bathroom now looking at your flowers, and you have, even a little bit successfully, proven that you are right. You have figured out how to do the impossible and grow something in a place where nothing should be able to grow. You've been able to develop plants that flourish better in moonlight or dimmer light. Do they have a root system, or do they bury roots into malachite, or do they have air roots? Like, what do they kind of look like as you grow them?
As I'm growing them, they bury their roots into malachite, and it's like you see like this glowing, like, little flash of light kind of emerging from the ground, and that light just kind of lingers there for like a couple days. And once this flower, like, pops out of the ground, its roots are almost growing with it, essentially. So as it gets taller and taller, and as it grows almost a little bit wider, these roots, they're still glowing. And when this flower blooms, it glows as well.
You've prepared a few of these flowers that aren't quite bloomed yet, so that way today at your demonstration, you can show just exactly what they're capable of and what they look like. You hear the sort of shuffling back, the door creak open as Aiden kind of huffs back in.
Yeah, I brought you some eggs, and there's a gnome at the market who says he's excited about He's excited to see the flowers today.
I'm really glad to hear that. That, like, my news has traveled so far that even the gnomes have heard about it in town. And I feel like I'm not going to let anybody down today. Like, this is such a huge opportunity for me. Like, it's my big day. I should be excited. I should feel excited for this day.
You're not feeling excited?
I'm feeling a little bit nervous, but I think it should be fine. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, we're gonna be fine. You did something amazing, and that's gonna be, you know, what really impresses. You grew something, and that's already such an amazing thing you did.
Kind of rolls over a couple like large eggs, kind of like green speckled eggs roll out. Probably from a bird, maybe from a reptile, but they look like they'll be good, probably.
How many of your experiments with this flower that changes have gone successfully so far?
You know, I would say only one has been successful. Except, I remember specifically, I grew this flower once in my hometown, and it bloomed at the right moment, but before its petals could almost, like, reach towards the sky, Eden came tumbling over, and he just completely fell on top of this flower. And I was so upset, I didn't speak to him for days.
You see Aiden kind of shifting around in the same way that Aiden didn't really approach you, Knight. Seems like Aiden's been keeping a wide berth from the process. Just been really encouraging from outside, because there can't be a repeat of this incident. That would be horrific. You both refuse to let that happen. How often do you cook for yourself?
I would say here and there. I mean, most of the time, Aiden does the cooking for me.
Yeah.
But he's like my little chef, like in this house. So whenever he's not at home, then I find what I can manage and I essentially call it a meal.
Aiden sort of hops up onto like a stool that he uses and uses some little runes to turn on the little fire at the stove. And it's tough when you don't have thumbs necessarily. But he's become quite adept. Like, he is your assistant for all intents and purposes. And the eggs of these, whatever this creature is, has nice big yellow yolks. Like, they're really this beautiful orange color. Mixes you up this big, like, it's probably like 4 or 5 eggs worth of scrambled eggs from these, like, 2 big eggs. Some salt and some pepper. You know, it's a big day, so do you like me to put some sausage in it or some cheese? Is there anything, you know, something nice and hearty for you?
I would say a little bit of cheese, but not too much, because remember, I have stomach issues. I can't.
Oh, of course.
I can't have a lot of cheese.
Of course. Oh, gosh.
And you see, like, he's, like, got, like, kind of a 1,000-yard stare of, like, I almost ruined it all again.
Of course. I'll just, I'll see if I can get some of the, I wonder if we have any of that. And he like goes in the kitchen and he's like, I have the cheese that doesn't upset your stomach. I got it last time when we were at the market. Crisis averted.
Like carries it over, uses his, you know, sprinkles some of it into the pan. Brings you this big plate of like these like, incredibly fluffy, like beautiful eggs. It's even better than you could have dreamed of. And he kind of carries it over on his head. He's like,
I am not going to touch anything about the flowers today because I don't want to cause a bother. And anything that doesn't involve the touching the flowers, I'm here and I'm gonna help you out.
Thank you, Aiden. I really appreciate that. You know, like last time we made this flower, you know, I was so excited. And I know it wasn't your fault, but, like, I really don't want this to happen again. Like, I really have to impress the townspeople.
And you can see he's nearly as nervous as you are about this whole thing. He gives you the breakfast and he's sort of fretting between, like, you've, over the years that Aiden's been your kind of companion, your animal companion, you have made a series of little, like, cloaks for him, so when he walks around like on his hind legs, he looks like he's got a little dashing cloak. He looks like a little hobbit in his like little with his little cloak and his little satchel.
All right, I am ready to assist with all non-flower assistance I could be assisting of.
Thank you, Aiden. All right, I think what we need to do, because the townspeople already know about this, We need to get things ready. Do you have my seeds? Do you have my pots? Do you have my
yes, check.
My water?
Check. And you know, this is a gathering, so perhaps I can set up the table with I won't touch the flowers, but I can put, you know, I can set up the table with your all the necessary ingredients besides the flowers, and then I can maybe put a little table with refreshments. I could put some chairs out for those folks who can't stand as well, perhaps, or maybe are short and they need something to look upon the work that you've done with awe, as they all should. I can gather a little group, and do you think you could perhaps summon some other animals and I can put them to work, mistress?
I think, yeah, so I can see if I can call on some of the birds to help, like, with you, like, setting up, like, the lights. And don't worry about the flower. Like, I will take care of it. I'll have it somewhere, like, special. I just really need you to focus on getting the decorations done. That's all I need for you to do today. I can spread more of the word, like, since this event is happening, like, tonight, you know, I want things to be perfect.
Yes, within anything of my power, I will make sure that it is perfect.
Aiden's your assistant. How often, I mean, I think he is very experienced in helping you forage for different ingredients you need, interacting with animals that you have in the past, finding out, like, researching, like, digging up roots for you. How often is he, like, running events? Where is decorating, do you feel like, on Aiden's, like, realm of expertise?
I think I would say that he is pretty much extremely more skilled than I am. I'm not the one for decorating. As many have seen in my cottage, everything is more so spread out. I think since I moved into this cottage, Aiden felt it would be necessary for me to decorate the cottage, but it just didn't really work out, but we still call it home, and it's not as, I guess, nice as one would call it, but it's something. We make it work.
What does it look like when you use your conjure animals spell?
It looks a little something like this. So I go onto the ground, I place my hands into the dirt right in front of my cottage, like right in front of the dirt, right in front of the grass. I place my hands on the floor. And I mutter, like, just a couple of words, and a circle glows green surrounding me. And within this circle, it glows green until it's almost encasing me in a bubble. And, like, I mutter, like, my small, like, chant, my little words. And within, like, the first 5 minutes, there's a small group of animals. Of course, you know, with this spell, it takes a while. So to outsiders, it just looks like I'm on the ground just with my, like, hands on the ground.
Whispering to yourself.
Just whispering to myself. And there's no green bubble surrounding me. So it's like I'm on the ground and I'm just muttering to myself. That's what it looks like to other people.
Like a neighbor walking by and he's like, oh, that tiefling girl's at it again. Just whispering to the ground. And he's with, like, you know, his wife, and his wife's like, oh, shush, like, that's how she grows things. She's using magic. And he's like, or she might be mad. And the wife's like, either way, it's really none of your business, is it, Harold?
But here's the thing. So whenever I do conjure up or, like, summon my little animals, occasionally there'll be a moment where I can speak to worms.
I love that so much.
And occasionally, these worms, they'll come up from the ground and they'll do like a little like wiggling motion, right? It's like almost when you get food and you're doing like a little happy dance. And they'll just stare at them from the ground. They'll like pop up in like hives of like four or five, and they'll just come up from the ground. And you know, as I'm doing this, you know, I try not to look at my neighbors while I'm doing this, because all they can see is just me looking at the ground, looking at these worms coming up from the ground. And I'm just, it's almost like I'm leaning down and I'm whispering to them, and I'm telling them like about my big day and how it has to be perfect. And my neighbors are off to the side just watching me talk to these worms, and I must seem like I'm crazy to them, but they know that it's my big day.
You know several things now about these worms. These are worms that are native to the wastes, and they're called boring worms. They're called boring worms because they have a little like sharp tip, essentially. They are much hardier than other worms. They're much, not quite armored, but like they're tough. And they have like a little point at the top of their snouts that they use to bore through the hard malachite.
They have been instrumental to you in breaking down, essentially creating a level of soil from the malachite bits under the topsoil. You have been able to communicate with them, and they, first of all, it's kind of like their big day too. And second of all, the thing that you've learned about boring worms is they're very, very stupid. And that's not a judgment call. They just don't have a brain. They're just mostly stomach. And so they're kind of wiggling up at you and they're like, big day, big day.
And I'm like, I'll look at these worms and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you're right. Like today is like a big day. Like, well, my neighbors are just off to the side and they're just like, what is wrong with this tiefling? There's something wrong with this tiefling. Like, maybe we need to move to a different neighborhood, you know? Like, maybe this neighborhood isn't for us.
What? Eat rock? Eat more rock?
No eating more rocks.
Food? Big day? Big day?
Yes, it is a big day, but you'll get food later. What I need you to do is I need you to help Aiden prepare the soil for my flowers. You think you could do that?
To them? Because what they essentially do is they eat the raw malachite and then they poop out more fertilized malachite. And you've been adding water and some magic to that. And that is what has been helping. Like, using these boring worms is part of what is helping, like, till the soil. So they think that you are in charge of giving them food. That's all they realize about the job that they've done.
See, and like here's the thing. I'm staring at these worms that are like, they're coming up from the ground. I look at them and I look up at the sky. I look back at them and I just go, all right, well, I'm going to see if I can summon another animal. So I'll have you guys on standby just temporarily until we can figure this out and until Aiden comes back with, you know, with his news and what I need. So I stare over at these worms and, you know, I do like a little like salute. So I just go like this and I'm almost like waving bye to them, but not really.
You wiggle your finger and they all kind of look at your finger wiggling and they wiggle back and they're like,
God, food, big day, big day.
Mm-hmm, yep, it is a big day. I will see you guys later. I really need to figure this out. You know, I'm glad that we had this talk, but I really need some help. You know, Aiden is gonna come and like help me shortly. You know, you guys will help too, but I'll just keep you guys on standby temporarily.
What do you summon next?
I draw like another circle that's, you know, primarily far away from the worms. You know, I don't want them to be entering in this circle. So I place my hands on the ground. I close my eyes. I just think really hard about the animal that I want to summon next. So I chant my little words. And instead of the circle around me, it's glowing. Instead of it glowing green, it glows a soft yellow. And you can only imagine the animal that will come next. So I wait just a solid 5 minutes, and I hear a small rumble off in the distance. I get up from the circle. The circle is still glowing yellow. And I look in the distance, and I see a deer tumbling towards me. And I think to myself, oh my God, I said the wrong chant. And this deer, it is the most uncoordinated deer that you have ever seen in your entire life. And this deer is stumbling towards me and just halts right in front of the circle.
Hey, I heard you called. What do you need? What do you need? I'm here.
I'm so sorry. I accidentally did the chant wrong, but you know, I'm so glad that you're here because now you can help me and Aiden with the decorations and it's gonna be great.
Sorry, what? A decoration?
Yes, a decoration. It's
what's that?
It's almost like it's like pretty furniture.
What's a furniture?
It's something that you utilize for your guests.
What's a utilize?
It's something that you use. So like you use your hooves to walk and to
yes.
run.
Yes.
Yeah, so think of furniture as something that you can use.
I use furniture to walk?
No, you use your hooves to walk and to run.
Yes.
But for furniture, you can use it to sit down, you can use it to run.
But I just... And he just sits down in front of you? Am I furniture?
Do you want to be furniture today?
Maybe.
Okay, great. Here's what I need you to do. I don't feel like walking, so I need you to be my piece of furniture so I can go into the town so I can see Aiden. Do you think you can do that?
You don't feel like walking, so I be your feet.
Yes, yes, you'll be my feet, just for today.
Okay. You're gonna ride a really clumsy deer. I'm gonna roll to see if this deer is good at that. I'm gonna give him disadvantage. He got a 9, but I'm letting him have a +2, so it's an 11. So technically, by the skin of his teeth, he can lift you, and he can walk with you on him. You are essentially, your feet are trailing on the ground, the tips of your toes are trailing, as he sways you into town, and the worms keep eating the front of your yard, essentially.
All of the townspeople are watching as I am barely scraping by on this clumsy deer. And they're watching, you know, there are murmurs, there are whispers, like, throughout the town. Because, you know, news spreads fast in this town.
It's a little town, yeah.
And I just, you know, I've got my tiny shawl, and I just put the hood of like, my shawl over me just to cover up my embarrassment as this deer is carrying me across this town. And I try not to make eye contact with anybody. And, you know, I hear Aiden's voice off in the distance.
Yeah, well, yes, we just need some things for a party tonight. So I'm just looking for, yeah, I would love, those lights look lovely. Let's get some of those. And, you know, if anyone has any, like a chair rental, that would be lovely. Yeah, that'll work nice. I really love what you've done with the craft flowers because, you know, obviously my mistress makes her own flowers, but thematically having some like nice banners with some fake leaves and flowers. Oh, there she comes. Mistress, are you doing all right?
I'm doing fine. Aiden, it's a long story. Do you have the decorations ready for tonight?
Yes, it seems like I'm just about to bring it back. Are you, who's this?
It's, don't worry about it. I need some, like, I figured I'd get some extra help for you, but it didn't really work. You know, earlier I was trying to create like a spell so I could bring more animals to help you. I tried talking to the worms, and you know how they are, those worms, and I summoned this deer, but it was the wrong spell. So now we have help, and you know, this deer is here to help us, you know, if you want, but you know, I need all the help I can get.
You see, there's an older halfling man who's at this kind of like market that Aiden has gone to, and he kind of looks like a little like amused, maybe a little amused. He's like, so you're a druid, is that right?
Yes, I am a druid.
That's, if you don't mind me saying, doesn't seem, did you not have a formal training as a druid? I don't mean that as a criticism, of course. I mean that just as a curiosity.
I had formal training, but, you know, obviously I don't look as put together, you know, but did you know that today is my big day? You know, I'm really going to show the townspeople this flower that I've created.
Yes, Miss Vera, your little friend was telling us most ardently that we should make an appearance and see this new thing that you've grown. Is it true that you managed to grow something out of the malachite?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm hoping that it will happen and it's going to be great. And, you know, my familiar, my companion, Aiden over here, is going to help me. It's going to go great.
Well, you know, we wish you the best of luck and we'll certainly make an appearance. And, you know, I actually think that Verna may have some chairs that she'll be willing to bring and help you set up. And your little fella here has got some things to make some punch and some little treats. So I'm sure you're going to have a lovely event. We'll certainly stop by.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you. I'll be spotting you out somewhere in the crowd.
Now, I have a question for Vera. Is it true? Did she actually have any formal druidic training? Did she have a circle or not?
Absolutely not.
How did Vera first realize that she had any druidic abilities?
Back at her hometown, you know, she would just sprawl these little tiny circles just on the ground. And, you know, she would just try and come up with like some sort of spell. Usually it didn't work half of the time, but majority of the time with these spells, you know, she would conjure up just all these small animals. I mean, honestly, the deer that was like accompanying me was probably like the biggest animal that I could conjure up today. But most of the time, it's just smaller animals, you know, a lot of worms.
I imagine when Vera was a little, that she'd be like outside playing and like she would just attract bugs. And at first your mom thought you were just like not taking enough baths before your parents realized that you had some sort of magical ability that was manifesting in a strange way. But they weren't druids. They didn't know how to help you do anything with it. And I don't imagine in your town there were a lot of druids that you could have talked to about this and managing druidcraft. So, you know, you had had kind of these interactions with magic. And as you got older, you started trying to figure out how to control it. And druidcraft was what appealed to you. What was the first successful druidic spell that Vera ever did?
I would say it was one, like, not too cold, like, not too hot, like, evening. And, again, I just put my hands on the ground, and I was, like, reading this spell off of, like, this really, like, old book. Most of the pages were ripped, you know, some of the wording was, like, a little bit smudged, but I managed to conjure up a spell to call this very specific bird. So I placed my hands on the ground, and I close my eyes, and I do my little chant. And a little circle that's surrounding me, it glows blue. It's like the faintest shade of blue. And I stand up from this orb and I look over to the sky and I see the distance, this bird that I've called. This bird flies over and just kind of hovers like on the ground, just slowly glides like on the ground, like a few feet away from me.
Did you, in preparation for these summonings, did you learn any spells like speak with animals that would you let you communicate with the bird?
I think only a few spells, but, you know, I've tried to talk with my mom and my dad about this. They don't know anything about being a druid, so I would just try and find different sources from like the local library, just books and whatnot, any source of information that I could find. So with this bird, I look over at this bird and I just say, like, the softest of, like, hellos and hope that it'll speak back to me or at least try and understand me.
I'm gonna roll for this bird. So the bird kind of looks at you. You've been practicing speak with animals, essentially. And the bird goes, hi!
In that moment, I'm staring at this bird and I just go, oh, hi. Hi, can you understand me? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Hi! Pretty girl.
And I'm like, oh, hi. Wow, you can understand me. This is amazing. It's, you know, actually, I think I might have some food somewhere for you. Just wait right here. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, got it. I need you to wait right here. I'll be right back. Let's be 1 second. So I go over to the side of my parents' like cottage. Like I go around the corner so that way this bird doesn't see me. I take a deep breath, place my hands on the ground, and I'm like, all right, I can do this. Let's see if I can summon another animal, you know, like maybe like a bug or something. So I close my eyes, I put my hands on the ground, and this orb is white. So this white orb, like it goes very faintly. I stand up and I look around and I wait for another animal to come near me. Within my parents' home, I hear a loud scream coming from my mother.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! What's happening? Vera!
And I panic, so I leave my circle and I go inside, I sprint inside the house, like I open the door, and there I see my mother on the kitchen counter. She's throwing pots and pans. So I turn around the kitchen table and I peek over, and there is the smallest of spiders on the kitchen floor. I look over at my mother and I look over at the spider, and in that moment, I decide to make a terrible decision. I stomp on the spider as hard as I possibly could.
I feel this little life extinguish.
And I look over at my mom and I go, I am so sorry. I summoned a bird for the first time and I tried to summon more animals, but it just didn't really work.
A bird? Is there a bird in the house?
There's no bird.
Where's the bird?
The bird is outside.
You see the bird from the front window and you just watch a hawk swoop down and pick up the bird and fly away. And you feel the little bird die.
And I look over to my mom and I go, well, the bird is not there anymore, so you don't have to worry about the bird.
Back to the present.
This guy was being very like, oh, you know, are you a new druid? And you're like, nope, I'm not a new druid. And you're not a new druid. You are a self-taught druid. And you were a prodigy of a druid in your hometown when you were the only druid. A little different. And you see, he says, hey, you know, if you need a human, well, humanoid hand or two, you know, once we get off work, we wouldn't mind coming and helping you set up a little bit if you need.
Yes, I would love that so much. You know, it's just me and Aiden here, you know, we're like really trying to set this up. You know, I need all the help that
and I don't have opposable thumbs, so it's harder for me.
But you're still doing a great job.
Thank you. Please don't try and give me thumbs again. I didn't like the last time. That was really, it was a little scary when that happened.
I will try not to, but you know, Aiden, we have more help on the way, so this
will
be good for us.
We'll stick with the getting some help from some people, some, you know, tall people. That'll be good. Thank you very much.
And you know, he's got his little rucksack is now full of like ingredients for him to make some like treats for the party, and you can see he's got some like banners that are like made of like cut leaves and flowers. They're like, you know, like paper cut stuff, like draped over his back. He has a braided rope, and the shopkeeper says, oh, you know, that's enchanted. So once it gets a little dark out, lights will appear along it, and you can just, you know, string it up, and it'll look really lovely, I think, when you put it all up. We're looking forward to it.
I look over at Aiden, and I'm like, okay, let's get these decorations ready. I'm gonna go run back to my cottage to see if I need anything else. I think I have everything on me. I should have everything on me, but just to double check.
Do you still need me to be furniture?
Your deer looks bedraggled.
Oh, well, you know, maybe you could be furniture in the crowd, you know? Like, you could just stay in the crowd. I think that's what's best.
Aiden goes over and he goes, here you go. And he, like, drapes some of the extra, like, decorations over him.
Come on, you can help me carry this back to the cottage.
And the deer's like, okay. Oh, this is much lighter. And Aiden's like,
yeah, we're just gonna walk back. We'll just walk back. Don't worry about it.
I look over at Aiden, and I look over at the deer, and we start our small trek back over to my cottage to prepare for tonight.
You guys get back to the cottage. The worms have, like, made a, like, soft patch. Because the yard itself, like, you don't have a lot of grass or anything growing. The yard is, like, malachite, just slab. And they've made, like, a little, like, mushy patch of malachite, like, right in front of your doorstep because they've been eating it because that's what they think their job is. And Aiden's like, right, we'll get into it. Let's set it up. And he kind of, like, starts directing the deer, and they bring the table out of your house so they can set it up so you have some, like, somewhere to, like, display stuff. And he and the deer go into the kitchen. Humanoids might not find it the most hygienic situation possible to have a deer, like, prepping a crudité. But it, like, looks pretty good. Like, no one's gotta know if they don't think too much about it. And this is a fey deer, anyway. It's not just, like, a regular fucking deer, so who cares?
I'm looking over at Aiden, at the deer, and I'm looking at all the decorations that are almost, like, displaced on my wooden table, like, in the kitchen. Okay. Good. We have the decorations. I'm gonna go check in the bathroom to go see if the flowers that I need for tonight, if they're in the bathroom or if they're somewhere in my cottage. Like, I just need them to be on my person.
Yeah, of course.
So we don't have a repeat of what happened last time.
Well, mistress, what happened last time was just I got too silly and you put them on your person and I won't be too silly this time. And then once we finish up here, dear, do you have a name?
What's the name?
I'm gonna call you Toby.
Okay.
Me and Toby are gonna go, after we finish this, we're gonna go set stuff up outside and we'll stay out of your way. Your crystal starts to ring.
I look over at this crystal and I go, okay, Mom. Mom is calling. I gotta put on a brave face for Mom, you know. Everything is fine here.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine here. Everything's going well.
And Toby's like, yeah, it's going great. What's a crudité?
I look over at Toby and Aiden, and I kind of usher them out of the kitchen, you know, so I can have a private talk with my mom, like through like this miniature crystal that's glowing. And I look over, I see this crystal glowing, and I pick it up, and I just hear my mom's voice.
Hey, honey. Hey, it's your big day. You're so excited. We're excited for you. We know it's going to be. And, you know, even if it's not, Even if it's not perfect, it's gonna be nice. Your father and I are really proud of you. We're really proud of you. We're really proud of you. We're really proud of how hard you've been working. And you know, if it doesn't go perfectly, you know you can come back home and we've got a place for you. And there's no shame in quitting. But it's gonna go great, right?
It's gonna go great. You know, Mom, see, Aiden has been helping me a lot, like, over here, and I really feel like I've built a life for myself, and it's gonna go great. You know, I don't think I'll have to move back in with you and Dad.
Your father told me I shouldn't ask this, but I feel like I'm your mother and I can ask this. Are you and the Badger, are you roommates? I'm not judging, because people who didn't approve of your father and I's relationship, and, you know, I feel like I deserve to know what the situation with the Badger is. I'm not saying I don't approve. I just might take a little time to get used to it. If you and the Badger are a thing, I don't know these. Are you? I don't know if I want to know the answer to. I'm not sure if I want to. I don't know if I want to know the answer to this. Maybe I shouldn't have asked about the. Your father is right. I shouldn't have asked about the Badger. We don't have to talk about it.
No, Mom.
No, we don't. We don't have to talk about
it. You know, the Badger has a name, and his name is Aiden.
Yeah. Yes. The Badger's name is Aiden. I'm sorry. I will make sure.
Aiden, so there's a thing called a familiar, and Aiden is like
How familiar are you in this Badger is what I would like to know.
Me and Aiden.
You and Aiden.
Our relationship is like mine with Dad, you know? It's like...
He's your father?
No, he's not my father. He's like a...
You're his father? You gave birth to a Badger?
No.
I didn't know this part of magic. I'm a little concerned about... Okay, Aiden, your son Aiden the Badger.
No, Mom, Aiden and I, we are like... We're close, but we're not that close. You know, he's like a father figure to me.
But you have a father figure. It's your father.
No, I know that. But, you know, since I've moved over here.
Oh, I see. So you don't need your mother and your father. You just move all the way across the world and you bring your father figure. I notice you don't have a mother figure. How interesting. I'm glad you and the Badger, Aiden, is his name, are doing so well.
Mom, we're doing really well. You know, it's, I think I'm gonna have to let you go soon. It's just, you know, I have to get ready. You know, it's my big day. But me and Aiden, we are doing fine, you know.
When are you coming home? When are you coming to visit? When are you coming to visit me and your father?
You know, I can't really...
Do not make me do a summoning, young lady.
I will be back within the next 2 moon cycles.
You bring back some of those nice treats from the city you promised?
I promise. I will bring you all the moon cakes that I can carry.
I will cook your favorite. I will not tell your father that the Badger is also your father, that Aiden is also your father figure, because I think it will break his heart, but we'll see. You hear your dad in the background. Hi, Chili Flake! I hope you're doing well. I'm so excited for you. You're gonna do great. We're proud of you no matter what, whether you succeed or you fail.
Thank you, Dad. I really appreciate it. Mom, I'm gonna have to get going soon.
Okay, of course. You never have time to talk to your mother. That's fine. You know what? That's fine.
Mom, I will bring you so many moon cakes. You know, I'll bring them back. You know, I'll bring Dad a little something too.
Are you bringing the Badger home?
That is another conversation for later. I take a deep breath. I look over at Aiden and Toby, and I usher Aiden over, like, you know, like a little, like, come here motion.
What's going on?
I look at his little, like, green shawl, and, you know, I kind of dust it off a little bit. I look at him and I go, you know, my mom, you know, she'll grow onto you. You know, I told her that you and I were like me and my father. You know, it's just it's a nice relationship.
Well, I'm very flattered, Vera. That's a sweet thing to say. And I, you know, I guess I could sort of consider you like a really tall person daughter. So that's, you know, that's whatever I can do to help you out and protect you. Like, That's what I'm here to do.
I look over at Toby, and Toby is just standing off in the corner of the cottage, hunched over.
Why is the world so little?
Okay, let's do this. You know, don't worry about Toby. I'll figure out something to do with him. You know, he can stand off in the crowd somewhere. It'll be fine.
I don't think he's been inside before, so I'm gonna take him back out. I think he'll be okay.
And you kind of see them like start setting up, and it doesn't take long before they're joined by like a couple halflings and a gnome and maybe like a human who are starting to help them. Someone brought some chairs, so they're putting out the chairs. It is being led by a badger and a like deer that doesn't know what's going on, but like it could be going a lot worse considering the fact that a few hours ago you had like a bunch of boring worms, a badger and a deer that didn't know what was going on. Like, it's pretty impressive, all things considered.
I exit my cottage, I like close the door behind me, and I'm just watching as a small crowd forms around the front of my cottage.
There's some people who have already taken seats, like in the front, like they're really eager to see what you've put together. There's some people who right now are kind of milling around. Nobody seems like rude. But, like, they're like, oh, a little block party. I wonder what's going on. Like, there's some people who it feels like they're there to see what you've done. And there's some people who are like, oh, a neighborhood thing is going on. So we'll just come over.
So I go over and I'm looking at all these people. I see Aiden, like, just conversing with a few people. I see Toby just standing off in the corner all the way in the back, like, behind the chairs, hunched over. And I think to myself, okay, this is it. This is the moment. I gotta prepare myself, you know, it's gonna start soon. But I head back into my cottage and I go into my bathroom. And there I see the seeds of this flower that I want to show off to everybody. So I grab a couple of the seeds, I go in front of my cottage, I start summoning the worms from earlier.
You don't even have to work that hard because they're still there. They've just been eating the little front patch of your garden. So they hear you and they go, foo, 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 foo. Boot. And the other people can't hear them, but you can understand them as they scurry toward your circle yelling food. And Aiden kind of runs, keep giving you a distant, but like runs up in front of the crowd and goes,
excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, my mistress, the wonderful Vera Kalira, is about to show off her incredible new invention. So if you would like to take a seat, please get a muffin and some punch and we'll be starting in just a moment.
And then he kind of like, he tries to wink, but he's a badger. So he kind of like blinks at you a couple times and scurries away so that he's nowhere near the flower setup. He just wanted to announce you.
So I go over, I place just like a couple seeds onto the ground and I call upon the worms to circle around the seeds. So I look over at the crowd and I go, okay, I know that this is a very big day for me. You know, there's been talk, there's been whispers and murmurs around the town, and you guys finally get to see my creation when it blooms. So as soon as the moon hits a certain angle, then the flowers should bloom and everything should be all right. So I'm really excited for everybody to see this flower like bloom in motion, and it's gonna be great.
You already see like a couple hands pop up in the audience. Like, are you taking questions yet? Or are you?
I look over in the far distance and I point and I go, yes, yes, ma'am.
So it seems as though you found a way that you could surely grow something in the malachite. You've found some way to make it habitable soil then.
I still have to, you know, I still have to plant these flowers and, you know, it should go as smooth as possible. And I'm really glad that you're going to be here to experience this with me.
So is it something that any seed can grow in it, or are you making a certain type of plants that can grow in the soil like this?
I am making a certain kind of plant that will grow in specifically in the waste, like in this environment. And I think it's going to be really beneficial for me also as a tiefling druid, but also for you as the townspeople, since you'll be able to use the petals for, you know, for fabrics and whatnot. I'm really hoping that this will come together.
Then you see another like hand kind of shoot up. I've got a question.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So this flower that you're growing, it's for like dyes. Can you eat it or heal with it? Anything like that? It's just a dye thing, or are there any other applications for a flower? Just wondering.
I mean, it's mainly for dye purposes. I wouldn't recommend eating it, but if this flower, like, flourishes within this town, I guess you could eat it to your heart's content. I can't...
Another hand shoots up, like, while you're still answering the question?
Yes, in a moment. This flower, I mean, you can't eat it, but it wouldn't taste very good. But yes, ma'am?
So, let me get this straight. So you've grown a flower that can grow in the waste. That's cool. Like, is this something that is going to be, like, do you have a monopoly on these seeds? Or are these something that's going to be available to us, to the townspeople? Is this something that is like, are you expecting us to do your labor? Or are we going to be sharing the fruits of the labor that this can produce? Like, what is your... How do you think that this is going to impact the local economy?
Oh, ma'am, this flower, this creation, this will just be solely for me. So within the near future, I hope to plant as many of these flowers in my backyard as possible. So hopefully I can sell them to you, the townspeople, so you'll be able to use its petals.
So what's happening as you're answering these questions?
So as I'm answering these questions, you know, this is my little seed pile, my little accelerated flower growth is happening just a few inches behind me, a little bit towards the left. And as I'm answering these questions, you know, these flowers are starting to almost like sprout from the ground, but they're not necessarily blooming yet. So these flowers, they're sprouting from the ground. And I'm, you know, conversing, like, with the townspeople, and I look over at Aiden just to make sure he's nowhere near these flowers. I look over at Toby. Toby's still...
frozen in fear.
Hunched over, like, in the back.
Yep.
And I think to myself, all right, well, this is gonna be great. You know, this is good. I can finally show the townspeople, like, what I am capable in the wastes.
And as they're growing, you hear the reaction from some of the people around. You hear, like, some gasps, and you hear, like, oh my gosh, something's really growing. And the same woman is like, okay, but I sort of, listen, like, we're very happy for you, but it sort of seems like you are using our land to grow this thing, so doesn't it seem like... Do you have plans then to expand, to maybe sell the seeds, develop other crops that then we could also benefit from? This isn't like a dye town necessarily. Like, I'm not a dyer. We're not an agriculture heavy town. Like, is there a way that you see this benefiting us in a way that is, no offense, but like more than just your capitalistic notions of success?
Ma'am, you could use these flowers, like you could give these flowers to your loved ones. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily for dye purposes, but you could give them to your loved ones, like your family, your brothers, your sisters.
So if I gave them to my loved ones, right, and then I planted them, and then my, you know, uncle started selling your dye flowers, is that something he could expect a lawsuit about? Like, what is the patent on this? It just feels like this is not... And, like, as she's going on, your flowers are, like, starting to bloom. And, like, less people are listening to this person than they are now watching in awe as something is growing out of starkly, historically uninhabitable ground.
While I'm conversing, or I guess having an argument with this woman, the flowers from behind me, they're slowly starting to bloom. So these petals, they're slowly starting to open up. And you can see the color slowly changing from dark blue to dark purple. And I'm so distracted from the fact that, like, you know, these flowers are growing behind me. I look at her and I start shaking, like, my little fists in the air. And I go, this is so important to me. You're about to ruin my big day.
When you turn back to look at the flower... What color has the flower become?
It has turned a soft white.
Well, that doesn't look like a purple flower, though. So... And you're staring at this flower, like, probably visibly distraught. And then a couple people go, yay! Right? I saw it go purple for, well, now it's white. But it was definitely purple. I saw it, it definitely went purple for a second. It did. Hey, I think it's amazing that it just grew at all. Yeah, yay, you grew it.
I look over at Aiden, and I just sigh so loud, and I call for Aiden to come over towards me.
Yes, is there anything I can do to help?
Why didn't you tell me that the flower had turned purple?
Mistress, I was trying to make sure you had a lot of space. I didn't want to get too near the flower. I would have picked it myself, but I was worried I was going to crush it.
I know,
but... Also, that lady was yelling, and I got confused.
I know, but, you know, you should have told me that the flower had bloomed and it turned...
Mistress, I don't know if I think this is fair that you're putting this on me. I think that this was a group failure. And he kind of huffs away.
Aiden, I didn't mean it like that. I just... I look over at Toby, and I beckon for Toby to come near me.
What's going on?
Hi, Toby. You saw the flower turn purple, right?
Yeah, can I eat it?
No, Toby, you can't eat it.
Why not?
It won't taste good if you eat it. I just would not eat it.
I think it looks pretty tasty.
Toby, oh, God. I look over at the crowd, and I go, I'm so sorry. I really thought this would work, and... You know, there's some poppy seed muffins. There's some punch. You know, it's...
The crowd sort of begins to disperse. Like, they were like, oh, I guess the thing happened. And, like, people start, like, going back to chatting amongst themselves and getting the punch. And you've got your flowers. And the guy you were talking to earlier, the shop vendor that Aiden spoke to, he comes over and he goes, listen, it's not exactly what you want. Really, this is quite impressive. This is something that's, it's going to really change the lives of a lot of people in the Manukai Waste, you know.
Yep. I mean, it's not terrible. I do still have a couple more seeds, you know, in my bathroom. I'm sure I can, you know, get it correctly a third time.
This was only your second time trying it, and you did it in front of all these people.
Yeah, I was really hoping that the townspeople would be impressed, and then the flower would... I should have picked the flower, but I was too distracted, and,
Well, you know, I think you're being awful hard on yourself. I think that... You made something pretty amazing, and luckily you got some leftovers and you could try again. But, you know, just because everything didn't go perfect didn't mean it didn't go... I mean, you made something bloom here in the middle of the wastes. You gotta give yourself a little credit for that, Natalas.
No, you're right. I did do something incredible today.
You did. You don't have any druid training, do you?
I was kind of hoping that, you know, you wouldn't pick up on that.
That deer looks awful confused.
I tried my best today.
You know what I gotta say it. The fact that you could do this much without having a proper circle, that is extraordinary, isn't it? If you just did all this without any guidance from nobody, that's amazing.
I really appreciate that.
Listen. They call me Eli. We're neighbors now. And I think, would you mind if it wouldn't interfere with your research? Would you mind if I take one of these blooms that you managed to grow?
As long as, you know, you tell me what you're going to do with it. I mean, it's not exactly purple, but it's...
Well, if you don't mind too terribly, I'd love to show a few of my friends who are a little more familiar with magics and the growing things, and... Perhaps, if there was some interest, maybe, if you'd be willing, there might be some people who'd want to help with that kind of projects that you're doing here. You know, getting a little bit of input. Nothing to be ashamed of that. If it means achieving your dreams. And seems like you got a bit of a dream here to grow purple flowers from the malachite, isn't it?
Yeah, I would greatly appreciate that.
All right, then. Well, you know, if nothing else, you threw one hell of a block party, huh?
I'd still have to apologize to Adrian, but that can come later.
You know, go easy on him and go easy on you. Seems like it was a big day, and it still is a big day. But the worst part is over. Now you just get to enjoy the fact that it's over.
Yeah, You're right.
You've certainly made a name for yourself in town today, I think, Vera. Is Vera able to relax enough to enjoy the party at all?
would say for the most part.
And you have lots of different people. This is a little town, and so everyone kind of knows each other, and everyone has a very strong opinion. And so you have a lot of just polite, like, wow, that was really nice. Like, that was a cool thing you grew, like, a lot of people being polite. But there's a few people who are really sincerely, like, deeply impressed. And they were like, you know, I'd really love to learn more about the root systems that you have. And, you know, does it not use photosynthesis? Like, you have people who are, like, asking very sweet and sincere questions. And then you got a couple people who are, like, hanging around that one lady who was yelling at you, being like, yeah, out-of-towners come in and they think they own everything and they can sell us our own seeds back. You know, like, you got a couple people like that. But for the most part, like, seems like almost everybody here is willing to at least drink to your health and congratulate you. And you have impressed a whole lot of people just by accomplishing something that was said to be inaccomplishable. Even in a world of magic, you have defied the rules and created something here that it doesn't seem like anyone else has had much success doing. Do you find Aiden before you head to bed tonight?
I open the door of my bedroom and I see Aiden just kind of slumped over in the corner. I do like a gentle like knock like on my bedroom door, and I look over at Aiden and I go, Aiden, hey, so about, you know, what happened earlier, I shouldn't have placed the blame on you. You know, that was kind of uncalled for.
It's all right, mistress. It was my fault. I should have told you right when I saw the flowers bloom. And I ruined everything for you again, and I didn't mean to.
And I go and I wrap my arms around Aiden and I go, no, you didn't ruin anything for me. And in fact, like, you made this day, like, so special. It's everything I could have ever dreamed of.
Well, I know that's not exactly true, Vera, but I'm glad. I think you were really impressive, and I think everybody in the town saw that you were really impressive.
I look over at Aiden, I kind of gently, like, pat, like, his back, and I smile at him, and I go, you know what? Maybe tomorrow morning we can have scrambled eggs for breakfast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What Happened in the Malachite Wastes. Each of our adventures are spontaneous tales from our guide, Isabella Z. Vergun, and our marvelous guest, Vera Kalira, played by Brandy Allaire. A talented photographer, cosplayer, and aspiring tattoo and piercing artist, this is Brandy's first ever dive into the world of live role-playing games. You can see more of her fantasy content at Midna Cosplays on TikTok and Instagram. This show is produced by Annalise Fisher. Our sound team is run by our audio lead, Nate Clayman, and Nicholas Kirshner as our additional dialogue editor. Our music was created and produced by our composer, Ryan Tucker. Our art team is led by our art director, Chris Gargoyle Pastures, and features our incredible artists, Caroline Gendron and Anna Renee Chavez. Our team would not be complete without the hard work of our social media manager, Frankie Gula, our Lord Keepers, Kyler Carter and Brandy Allaire, and our server warlock, Alex Glicka. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at The Malachite Wastes, or join us on the official Malachite Wastes Discord server to see more of their amazing contributions. If you'd like to support our team and the work that they do, please consider subscribing to our Patreon, where you can find all kinds of cool bonus content, like Session Zeros, Patreon-exclusive interviews, and sketches, sneak peeks at upcoming arts, and so much more. You can find all of our incredible team's individual work linked in the episode description below.